One of the things that not very many people are thinking about is the wave of human migration that will follow the mass starvation that's already baked in for 2027. So welcome to this podcast. I'm Mike Adams. And, you know, my friend Michael Yan, he talks about human osmotic pressure. And it's this pressure that pushes masses of humans from one country to another. And there are many reasons for that. War causes people to leave countries, but also hunger causes people to seek out food in neighboring countries. And when you look at who's going to be starving because of this war with Iran, and of course the lockdown of the Strait of Hormuz and the shortage of fertilizer and so on, those countries are located primarily in Africa, some in the Middle East, and then Southeast Asia. So you're talking about countries like Sudan and Ethiopia. Yemen will be impacted substantially here. Nigeria to some extent, but not as much as other countries because Nigeria is a wealthier African nation. Egypt will be impacted. India will be impacted. Bangladesh, I've already mentioned. Thailand will struggle. And a lot of other Southeast Asian countries will be caught up in this. And the question is, where will the people go? Where will they try to go? They will try to go to wealthier nations where there's more food abundance. So for those in Africa and in parts of the Middle East, they will attempt to go increasingly to Europe. And Europe is already under tremendous migration pressure from the Middle East. Many countries in Europe might be characterized as being overrun by illegals taking over countries like Germany and France and the United Kingdom and many other areas. The United States has been under extreme migration pressure for many, many years, and that's only going to increase because of the famine situation. But also countries like Russia and even China itself will see many attempts at increased mass migration, although they tend to have more strict immigration policies, and so they're less vulnerable to being taken over by mass migration, whereas the United States will probably fall back into Democrat control, and then we will once again have open borders. So get ready for an open borders policy, potentially as early as 2029. And believe me, even in 29, there will be plenty of mass migration taking place because there will be hunger and starvation around the world that will last for many years, just stemming from the current war. So we're going to see, even though under the Trump years here, we have seen a massive plummeting of illegal immigration into the United States, that is likely to be reversed in 2029 and then beyond. So you can expect a huge wave of immigration into the United States from that point forward. Now, of course, the effects of a wave of illegal mass immigration or even legal mass immigration, there are many effects. Some of them are economic. It creates additional economic stress on the citizens of the countries that are impacted. But it also creates social upheaval and cultural upheaval. And then when there's enough immigration, for example, many followers of Islam from the Middle East are currently immigrating into countries like France, then you start to get Christian churches burning down and you start to get a lot more violence. You get robberies and rapes, especially. And as we see in European countries right now, the government itself is defending the illegal immigrants and punishing its own citizens for daring to say anything about illegals. Like, you can't say that they're involved in crime at all. That's a crime to say that they are involved in crime. But what's interesting to me, by the way, as a side note, is that these same countries also, at the same time that they're defending Islam, they're also defending Zionism. So you're not allowed to criticize Zionism in the UK, for example, and you're not allowed to criticize Islam, either one, even though those two factions in many ways are in opposition to each other in a lot of the target countries. But ultimately, if you extend this, what you discover is that this creates a lot of economic instability in the target countries. And if you look at Western Europe, this will be, I believe, the area that is the most economically impacted by the wave of migration due to starvation. And it is these countries, Western European countries, that are already struggling under industrial collapse due to the energy collapse because of the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines and also the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, blocking gas exports and oil exports, etc. So the stresses on Western European countries, in particular the UK and France, these will only be exacerbated by the mass starvation and famine. And you're going to see a situation where the citizens of those countries strongly revolt against government handouts, government welfare to the illegals. We've seen a little bit of that in the United States, not much, but we will see that exacerbated substantially in 2027 and beyond. You know, because the locals will be saying to each other, hey, we're struggling. We're struggling with the economy. We're struggling with job loss. We're struggling to be able to afford food. So why is the government handing out free food to the migrants that don't even legally have a right to be here? So you're going to see a lot more of that. So expect protests in those Western European countries and a lot of social upheaval, possibly some political reformations or radical changes in election results resulting from all of this. In other words, Trump's war with Iran is going to destabilize Western Europe, which frankly has seemed to be part of Trump's goal all along here. One of the reasons why the Nord Stream pipelines were destroyed, and that was under Biden, not Trump, is because the U.S. wants to weaken Western Europe and make Western Europe dependent on U.S. energy exports and make sure that Western European industry cannot outcompete the United States. See, a lot of what the U.S. is trying to do right now is to hobble the other nations around the world, to cut them off at the knees, to cut off the trade routes to China, for example, to cut off fuel exports from Russia, or to cut off the financial trade capabilities of countries like Russia or Iran. So as long as the U.S. can cripple Western Europe in terms of energy, and then even cause a wave of economic costs due to mass migration stemming from famine, in the eyes of the U.S. empire, that's a win. Because the U.S. figures, well, we can probably feed our own people. We're not going to starve. And we can probably finagle enough oil trade to get the oil we need in exchange for exporting the oil we don't need, because the U.S. both imports and exports different kinds of oil. The U.S. will be relatively well off in all of this, even as Western Europe is hit very hard, even as Russia is suffering under economic sanctions, or Iran, or Cuba, or other countries like that. The U.S. figures, again, we are more isolated, we're more self-reliant, self-sustaining. So if we cripple the rest of the world, if we cause chaos, even human migration chaos, economic chaos, energy chaos, industrial chaos all around the world, then we, the United States, we emerge stronger out of all of that chaos. And that is clearly the main strategy of the United States right now. Is it's not to compete with the world, but to cause chaos in the world, to bring the rest of the world down so that we look stronger in comparison. That's literally the plan. It's unbelievable. But pay attention to all of this. You can follow more of my podcast at brightvideos.com or my articles and infographics at naturalnews.com. And I'll be interviewing Michael Yan again soon, and we'll talk to Michael Yan about human osmotic pressure and other similar topics. So stay tuned for all of that. And if you want to stay prepared during these chaotic times, check out our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, at SAT123.com to get yourself prepared for what's coming. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.